It's time for Forward Nation Radio. Now here he is, the host of Forward Nation Radio, David Leventhal.
Welcome to Forward Nation Radio with me, David Leventhal. Thank you for joining us, our post-Christmas edition. Last Forward Nation Radio of the year. Yes, the war on Christmas is over until next year. But don't worry, as Forward Nation Radio viewers know, the war on Christ continues full swing. And by that, those of us who believe in separation of church and state point out how our governing leaders don't seem to believe in the actual teachings of the person they claim to want to put front and center in the United States government. Yes, the war by the rich on the poor in America continues unabated, full swing, back picking up steam through the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and all government regulatory agencies not doing their job protecting the people of this country. The New York Times wrote about the Alabama Senate race. Alabama struggles with health care, education, and infrastructure. What they're going to get is tax breaks for rich people. Health care, education, infrastructure, all about things that benefit the masses in this country, the average human being, someone that Christ might actually have been in favor of helping. But of course, someone who is not the proposed beneficiary of any policies from our current governing administration. Yes, we continue to fail to regulate banks. In the news over the past week is how Europe, the European Union, has been attempting to promote more bank regulations at a time when the United States is getting rid of its regulations on banks. After all, what could go wrong if we fail to regulate the banks properly? When the rest of the world is worried about climate and the environment, we in the United States have an EPA that has taken protection out of the title. Did you notice the headline this week? Polluter playbook takes turn to leniency. Polluter playbook takes turn to leniency. The theory being that companies that make a profit by destroying the environment and the health of others, they've got a bum rap in this country. They've got it too tough. They could use more help, like being able to kill people for free. That's the new playbook. Yes, the administration continues to point out that anti-pollution laws are anti-business job killers, was the quote from the White House. Anti-business job killers. If preventing businesses from getting successful by destroying your family's lives counts, then maybe it is. But what's important to point out, again, as we have in the past, is that really the only businesses they're concerned about are businesses that donate currently. Take the environment. There is a future in clean energy. The problem is that's a future. Clean energy companies don't yet have all the money they need, like fossil fuel companies, oil, gas, and coal, to bribe politicians. So when we talk about creating jobs for people, we talk about creating jobs of the 18th century. Look at what we're doing still with Puerto Rico. We have been remiss in this show in not mentioning what's happening in Puerto Rico enough, in that we are guilty with basically the rest of the entire US media. The suffering going on in Puerto Rico. Well, they're not really Americans, and they're mostly poor. So who gives a crap? When the next storm hits, you better hope that you live around rich people, because then we are quick to help. Did you read about the proposed Labor Department rule regarding tips for waiters and waitresses in restaurants? Our Labor Department, the Orwellian-named organization designed to undermine the interests of working people, has proposed that restaurant owners should be allowed to take those tips and distribute them how they want, like, for instance, investing in the business. In other words, restaurant owners should be able to steal even more from the people who work for them. People who, by the way, are covered by relaxed minimum wage rules because of the expectation that they are getting tips. Did you read this in the news? The nursing home industry wins relaxed penalties. That's right, you should all be happy that nursing home rates may possibly go down. Why? Because they can kill your grandfather without having to be responsible for it. Since 2013, 40% of nursing homes have been cited for serious violations of laws and safety standards, such as poisoning their patients, bed sores, things like that. So what is the remedy for that? Let's reduce the penalties on nursing homes with the theory that if you're not responsible for your behavior, you will take far greater pains to behave properly. But of course, the war on the poor isn't just a war on the poor. It is, in effect, a war on the future. We have talked before on this show about one of my favorite acronyms, IBGYBG, which was floating around the financial industry when they were doing things that were going to destroy the planet. And it stands for I'll be gone, you'll be gone. And the theory was, wow, we're doing something that's really awful. Say, we're polluting a reservoir that children drink out of, and it's going to increase cancer rate, health problems, etc. And you email back and you say, IBG, YBG. I'll be gone, you'll be gone. We'll have our bonuses. Who gives a shit about the future when there's so much money to be stolen today? And what is the greatest source of theft in our country today? Yes, we're back to the tax bill. Now a reality, signed into law, described as the greatest institutionalized theft in the history of this country. And this is said with knowledge that we have a financial industry and a pharmaceutical industry and apparently a nursing home industry. Well, whatever, you get the idea. Compared to all the crap that's going on in corporate America, this is being described as the greatest institutionalized theft. Did you see the great headline in the Onion newspaper? A satirical newspaper, kind of a left-wing equivalent to Fox News, except by being satirical, they actually get stories right. The Onion had a great headline, GOP leaders celebrate decisive win over Americans. Not just over Americans, but over America's future. We now get to watch that the tax bill is a historical fact. Drip, 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 as information comes out about how pathetic this bill is. And it will be bad, because they don't even know what the hell they were doing with the bill, as we've reported at length on this show, writing much of it by hand in the margins, not having read it before passing it. Talking to you, Bob Corker, supposedly. So we're going to get drip, 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 a constant stream of information about how bad this bill is and how awful this is going to be for America. Did you hear how the seven biggest banks could increase their profits by about 14% or more? Yeah, because, gosh darn it, if you don't have any sympathy for the banks, you really are a Scrooge. Did you note how the children's health insurance program, the total cost to reinstate it, would be about $8 billion? Compare that to Apple getting a $47 billion, it is estimated, break alone from the current tax bill. And why not with Apple? I mean, that poor company has had to go to such great lengths and spend such financial resources hiding billions and billions of dollars abroad so they don't have to pay taxes on it. It's time for them to get some relief. The point of this bill, as it always is that facts are less important than perceptions. And this is going to be the case and the question going forward. Will the Republicans ultimately face a reckoning for what they have done? We're already seeing how the lies will be used to create a false universe. Right after the bill was signed, we had those companies coming out and saying, yes, we're going to invest in America. Companies that were going to invest anyway, or companies that were hoping to get something from the federal government, like AT&T, hoping to get approval for its proposed merger from the Antitrust Division of the Justice Department. What better way to get what you want than by giving Donald Trump and Republican leaders what they want? Who's the one party left out of this equation? Don't look in any mirrors anytime soon, because my guess is if you're a Forward Nation Radio viewer, you're one of the people left out of that equation. We're going to see tremendous bullshit for the next year about the tax bill. Donald Trump has been lying about it being the largest tax bill ever. It's been pointed out several times, it's not even close. In fact, Barack Obama's tax cut was bigger just a few years back. But that doesn't really matter, because if you ask the average American, Barack Obama actually raised taxes, as we talked about on last week's show. The difference being that Obama cut taxes in a way designed to actually stimulate the economy rather than get political credit for it. He reduced withholding. People tend to spend that money. George Bush, on the other hand, when he did his tax cuts, sent people a rebate check. And only then, what's often left out of the discussion now, because he was forced to do it by Democrats in Congress. It was not his plan to give the average American working man and woman any tax rebate. But when they did do it, they sent a check that said compliments of the President of the United States. The problem with that was it maximizes political impact, but it minimizes the actual impact of what you are doing, because studies show that when people are given a lump sum payment like that, they tend to save it rather than spend it. But it doesn't matter, because people in America believe that George Bush cut taxes and Barack Obama raised them. And for Republicans, that's all that matters. What we are seeing is starve the beast on steroids. The hollowing out of the United States government. We are already seeing calls to cut social programs. We will take away money for health care for poor people to give tax cuts to rich people. And again, this is not an attack on rich people. Decent rich people are perfectly happy to pay a little bit more in taxes, and in fact are asking for more. This is an attack on rich scumbags, the people who believe that they don't have quite enough, and everybody else should be pitching in to give them more. What we're also seeing now is the extent to which the IRS is going to completely be unable to handle this new tax bill. And what's going to happen is anybody's guess. The IRS is estimating that they're not going to be able to return or pick up 60% of the calls that people have with tax questions. Trump is busy reducing funding for the IRS at a time we're going to need people to be giving tax advice. Yes, IBG, YBG. People are the greatest resource that we don't invest in anymore. We will cut education, we will cut health care, we will cut the environment, all things that allow people to achieve to their potential. We are mortgaging the future of this country for private gain for the biggest scumbags on the planet. We are, in fact, destroying the planet in the future. Who cares? There's money to be made now. We are killing new productive businesses in favor of old businesses. Yes, we are basically raiding our kids' piggy banks to pay for our wasteful spending today. Oh, how nice. So how do they do this? Still, we've been focusing this for a long time. Let's look at specifically the ways that they're going to try to make this work. We talked briefly about the sting against the Washington Post, the sting attempt. The Washington Post running a story, and a conservative group run by a propagandist and known liar, James O'Keefe, Project Veritas, tried to sucker the Washington Post into printing false stories about Roy Moore before the Alabama election. Surprise, surprise, the Washington Post didn't take the bait, because they have journalists. But right-wing media doesn't understand that. Right-wing cranks just think that everybody works the way they do. They make shit up Doesn't everybody do that? Also in the news recently, Sam Cedar, who has a progressive podcast and is also a contributor on MSNBC, lost his job a week or so ago because it turns out a conservative propagandist, troublemaker, Mike Cernovich, decided to take an old tweet of Sam Cedar's and make it sound like he tweeted the exact opposite of what he intended. What was interesting about this story is I actually saw on the media podcast you might enjoy a discussion with Mike Cernovich, a short one before he hung up the phone. And what was interesting watching this is how he truly didn't seem to understand. Maybe he's just completely full of shit, but it almost seemed like he really didn't understand that there was a difference between a Democrat who criticizes a Republican for something he says and a Republican who gets back at them by criticizing a Democrat for something he didn't say, for making stuff up. In other words, the line between reality and fiction doesn't exist in many right-wing quarters. That's what seems to be the case. Lie enough, and you inhabit that world. Speaking of Donald Trump, among others. We've read this week, it's been reported, how Robert Mercer, who had so much to do with false right-wing information in America and helped get Donald Trump elected president of the United States, actually had a huge role in the Brexit vote in Great Britain. He's not only screwing up this country, he's screwing up Europe. Doesn't matter. Just spread the propaganda. Spread the lies to get what you want. And both sides won't play that way. So there's a huge built-in advantage that can't be matched. Here's an interesting one. Last week we reported on the Virginia House of Delegates race that after a recount, Democratic candidate ended up winning by one vote. Well, it turns out there was a contested ballot. And now they've decided to accept a ballot as voting for her opponent. And the vote is seen as deadlocked, dead equal. Now, what's interesting about this is something called an overvote. The ballot in question had written both names on it, had checked off both boxes. But there was a line put through the Democrat, seeming to indicate that they didn't mean that choice. They had made a mistake. Now, as a liberal, a progressive, someone who believes in reality, I say, if it seems clear that that was the vote, the voter's intent was to vote for the Republican, you should count that as a vote for the Republican. But I understand that if the Republicans felt the same way, Al Gore would have been the president from 2000, almost certainly, to 2008, or 2001 to 2009, technically. Because it was the overvotes where people checked Al Gore's name and then wrote in confusion Al Gore when it said write in the name of your candidate. They didn't count those votes. It was even more clear in those cases who the voter intended to vote for, but that didn't matter because the whole point was to win. There are a different set of rules between the left and the right. Voter suppression. Not nice to mention. We talked last time about how they will be on steroids, suppressing votes for the next election, given what's happened over the last 2 months in America. And then if they manage to squeak out a close win by preventing tens of thousands of people from voting, Democrats say, but they prevented people from voting, the response is, oh, whiners, that's old news. Stop whining about it. The tax bill's already being sold by the chief economist in the Trump administration is saying it's going to lead to 4% growth. Those chief economists who came from Goldman Sachs have a dispute with their former employer. Goldman Sachs, in fact, says it will lead to an additional 0.3% for 2 years, and then nothing after that. But that's okay. They'll just make it up. And when it doesn't lead to the growth they're promising, they'll just make that up too. We're seeing this in the sexual harassment debate too. False equivalency. Michelle Obama so nobly and famously said, they go low, we go high. This is the way liberals think, nobly. The problem is, while we go high, they're busy cutting off our knees. And we seem to keep losing. I think we need to respect the women who are bringing complaints about sexual harassment. But when those women come from a right-wing media organization that's used to lying, I don't think we should believe it right away. I don't think we should say the right's full of shit all the time, they believe in propaganda, and then when they spread some propaganda, say, well, we gotta accept that as true. Because we don't. Interesting, I read this week that Leanne Tweeden, the one who started the whole story up against Al Franken, turns out Leanne Tweeden was also one of the ones to push the Shirley Sherrod story, something we had reported on weeks ago. Shirley Sherrod was a former official in the was an official in the agriculture department under Obama. And then a video was aired on Breitbart News that showed her making reversed racist comments in a speech. Right wing pushed for her to be fired, and she was. And then the unedited videotape came out, and it turns out it was all a lie. Her speech was brilliant. It was thoughtful. It was considerate. In other words, all the things that the right is going to put a stop to. We've got a sexual harassment environment where none other than USA Today could make news with a headline. A president who'd all but call a senator a whore is unfit to clean toilets in Obama's presidential library. And yet, after calling Kirsten Gillibrand a whore, no problem, because this is just what the right does. It's expected. If it came from the other side, it would be national news for a week. On their side, it's eclipsed by a different lie. Al Franken leaves the Senate. Clarence Thomas continues to sit in the United States Supreme Court. Donald Trump continues to be the President of the United States. We double down with extremism. We move the gray area continually to the right by being crazier, crazier, and crazier. So the middle ground becomes the middle. And they're doing that now, of course, very famously with Russia. No, we haven't forgotten about Russia, faithful viewers. It's still there. The investigation is still proceeding. So we think, at least Mueller's investigation, the House and Senate investigations seem to be grinding to a halt. But have you seen how the conservative media is attacking the special counsel, the Department of Justice, the FBI? If this were being done by progressive media or by Democrats, there would be calls to hang them as traitors. But from the right, that's okay. This is fine. Attacking U.S. government agencies, attacking law enforcement, that's just the way we do business. Jeanine Pirro can go on Fox News and say, lock them up, about government investigators investing the worst forms of possibly of corruption in the White House, and that's okay. No, the real problem is that two FBI agents sent emails. And in those emails at some point, they criticized Donald Trump. That's moving the goalposts to the right. If you can't call out crazy as crazy, there's something wrong with you. The fact that they might not like Donald Trump means they shouldn't be investigating. This has never been the case when there's been an investigation of a Democratic president. Ken Starr went crazy over Bill Clinton. It was never a problem. He was clearly a partisan Republican. That was never a problem. Only Republicans can investigate Republicans, and only Republicans can investigate Democrats. This is how they create an environment that lets them win all the time, when they've got a bad hand after bad hand. So we're seeing the Russia story just get worse as the attacks fly. Now it's being reported that they're readying the field. No surprise here, you could have seen this one coming a mile away, to attack Michael Flynn's credibility. How could you do that to such a great man, to such a great patriot? This reminds me of when they did that to Oliver North, a great American patriot and perjurer and whatever. Look up Iran-Contra. The Trump administration, who had been told to beware of Michael Flynn and made him national security advisor, is now saying, nobody should believe what this guy has to say. Forget what he has to say about collusion with Russia. When the White House says this, the response should be, you need to be impeached for making this guy the national security advisor. So, Donald Trump tweets an admission to a federal crime. His lawyer comes out and says, no, I did it. I'm one of those high-priced lawyers who have my client, who plead on behalf of my client, guilty to felonies. We hear that the president can't violate the law. Shades of Richard Nixon. This is the president we have. We find out more about the Russia meeting. Remember the one that was about adoption? Here's a real surprise. It wasn't about adoption. It was about Russia sanctions. Just what they weren't allowed to be talking about. Turns out that NBC is reporting that the FBI warned the Trump team after the nomination about foreign infiltration of the U.S. election, including that of Russia. When forewarned with that kind of news, would that focus the mind when you're contacted by Russian agents? Remember when they say, we didn't really know what we were doing, that's our defense. Remember that they were told in advance to beware of this, and then apparently decided not to do it. Anyway, I'd like to finish our show, since it's our last show of the year. We'd like to finish with a bit of the year in review. If you have something to drink, smoke, whatever, this is probably a good time right now. Because it's not a year we want to review very often. What has the year been like? We expected the worst when Donald Trump was elected president, and we really haven't been disappointed. Governing, we've turned the phrase on its head with a make war, not love strategy. The end of diplomacy in America, the hollowing out of the State Department, and a Secretary of State who is unqualified and who basically has nobody to help him. That's okay, we will replace diplomacy with military spending. Greatly increasing military spending way beyond what the military is allowed under federal law, despite the fact that the military wastes one-fifth of its budget. We'll worry about government waste, but not in the military. This is consistent with the idea of the Trump administration of government by fiat, not negotiation. These are people who are used to having toadies give them everything they want. And this administration has tried to run by putting the strong arm on everybody, domestically and foreign alike, with very limited success. He has demeaned the presidency and the nation. And by he, I don't just mean the president of the United States, I mean his political party. 2,000 lies in his first year, an average of about 5 a day. Trump lying is like rain in April. Assuming that it rains 5 times every day in April. We have a president embracing a credibly accused child molester. But that's okay. We have a president who is a credibly accused sexual harasser. He has brought blatant hucksterism to the White House, self-dealing from the president's office to sell hotel rooms rather than to promote the interests of America. We are destroying the U.S. government from within. The EPA is being run by the fossil fuel industry. The Interior Department is being run by the fossil fuel industry. The State Department is shedding its people. The Education Department is being run by people without an education. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau will be run by someone who doesn't believe in protecting consumers. We have created a kleptocracy in the federal government. The tax bill that we have oft spoken of, IRS funding insufficient to do its job, allowing even more tax cheating, blatantly paying off campaign donors and themselves, helping themselves to the trough. We have destroyed this country politically. Yes, Alabama barely rejected a likely child molester, sexual predator, as a U.S. senator, but it was uncomfortably close. We are divided as we haven't been in a long time, this country. And yes, I understand that we've already fought one civil war, and we did have the Vietnam War. To the unicorn, Bigfoot, and the Loch Ness Monster, and other fictional creatures, add the fictional Republican moderate, a long extinct species as the party has dragged this country to the right along with it. It has banned words that might speak truth in federal agencies, talking about people who might need help. It is Nixon redux throughout our federal government. Throw them out in 2018? We hope so, but wait, we've pretty much hollowed out democracy in this country, bearing in mind that the political party owning every aspect of our government wasn't voted by a majority into any of that. They simply helped themselves to it. Early signs of fascism checkoff boxes, nationalism, disdain for human rights, an enemies list, militarism, check, 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 check. Sexism, controlled mass media, intertwining religion and government, corporate power, labor rights suppression, disdain for intellectuals, check, 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 check. Obsession with crime and punishment, obsession with national security, rampant corruption, stolen elections, check, 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 check. On the social front, we have the great news of the Me Too movement, pointing out sexual harassment, speaking up for the powerless. But we've also been shown how blatant it is and how little one side cares. Religion and civil rights. The two being together now, religion an excuse to prevent civil rights. We respond to attacks from religious extremists around the world by appealing to our own religious extremists here at home. In the wake of a mass murder every day in this country, we are incapable of passing any gun control, and in fact, are opening up gun rights around the country. With Wisconsin famously and laughably eliminating the age limit for hunting licenses. 1,800 children less than 10 and several weeks old have gotten hunting licenses and the right to have a gun. Divisiveness is a strategy. A political party that cannot call out Nazis and the KKK because they are their base. Racism, Islamophobia, homophobia, sexism, all in order to maintain political power while harming the vast majority of this country. One side in this country talks amity, while the other arms itself to kill. In the economy, we are chasing away immigrants, the people who give this country vitality. Workers and bright people studying in our universities are being told to stay home or go home. We squander our future in education for immediate riches for the rich, moving the United States even lower in the rankings of world education among world countries. Legally, the Trump administration has been appointing federal judges to lifetime appointments at a staggering record pace. They owned the Supreme Court for a generation, and God help us, it could get a hell of a lot worse soon. Conservative court packing scheme straight from the Conservative Federalist Society, but add to that, because they're not crazy enough, the Alliance Defending Freedom believes that we don't have enough religion in the United States Constitution, adding judges throughout our federal system. We have disparaged and declared war on the pillars of the U.S. judicial system and justice system, the FBI, the CIA, the Department of Justice. We are making it more and more white, and thus reducing its credibility in the eyes of many people around this country. A mere 2% of Trump nominees are non-white women, the least diverse in decades. We have a president who has sought more corruption in the Justice Department and in criminal law. He has called for the outcome of many legal cases. He has undermined court verdicts. He has called for more police violence at a time when people are rightly protesting the amount we already have. He has intervened in legal cases, and he has pardoned Sheriff Joe Arpaio, a racist creep with no respect for our separation of powers. And we are doing this through a war on reason, the info wars, if you will, through a vet threat to the foundations of American democracy. We are living in an age of the end of facts, where facts don't matter. If you repeat something often enough, it's good enough to be true. It's just as good as true. The conservative media has given up any pretense of credibility, have gone full speed ahead in full propaganda. We have propaganda at our federal agencies throughout the federal government, lying about public comment periods, public comments being fake and put up to make it appear that the American public believes in things that it does not do. We are intimidating federal employees who actually believe that they should be doing their job and who want to speak out against what we are doing in our federal agencies. We have intimidated the media, and we have created an even greater right-wing media propaganda machine to spread all these lies. Paul Krugman recently noted that Republicans still control all the levers of the federal government, of federal power, and never in the course of our nation's history have we been ruled by people less trustworthy. But to try to leave on a bit of a hopeful note, we have seen resistance like we never could have imagined. There is hopefulness despite all the misery that we've suffered through for a year. The Women's March right after the inauguration of President Trump was the largest single march in U.S. history. We have seen a resurgence in activism among young people, many of whom are taking the time to watch shows like this. We have seen the Me Too movement push for power for the disadvantaged. We have seen LGBTQ rights advanced as people could not have imagined. And while those rights are now under threat, the reaction has been remarkable. We are battling against our slide into authoritarianism, and we have seen a resurgence of journalism in the powerhouses of our media that we could only have hoped for. Which way this country goes will depend on you, our Forward Nation Radio viewer, and people just like you. Keep up the resistance. Let's take back the House and the Senate another year, and we at least get to stem the flow of blood. That's it for today's show. As always, thank you for watching us. We wish you all a very happy new year, such as it is. Like looking forward, go to forwardnationradio.com. That's forwardnationradio.com, and get the full experience. You'll see the video from this and every episode there and on our YouTube channel as well. Don't miss the next Forward Nation Radio podcast at podbean.com. If you like what you heard, please like us on Facebook, subscribe to our YouTube channel, tell your friends, spread the word. Forward Nation Radio, see you next year.
You've been listening to Forward Nation Radio with David Leventhal.